MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Raksha Dadji, senior economist at the Competition Commission. Raksha, I appreciate the time today. The cost of living index, first one released from the Competition Commission. Before we delve into some of the details, two upfront questions. What's the period that it's covering and the purpose of the report?
Sure. Thank you for that. So the cost of living report, as you've mentioned, is the first report that we have published. So for the past 5 years, we had the essential food price monitoring report, which basically only looked at essential food items. And we have now expanded this to include other items such as electricity, water, healthcare, education, insurance. Basically, the purpose of expanding it is to provide a more comprehensive look at the products and services that impact on a household's budget. And the period we have considered for this study was from 2020 to 2025. So it's a five-year period, going back, looking at how prices have moved over this period. And we compared that to inflation.
Inflation, 28% for the period. What were the two biggest movers that an average household would find in this report?
So the two big increases that we picked up was electricity and water. Mm-hmm. So electricity increased by 68%. Water increased by about 50% over the five-year period. Then we know these are administered prices, yeah, which means that, you know, government largely sets these prices or influences the price. And the idea of administered prices is to provide or is to enable basic services access, you know, access to basic services by households. But what we found is that, you know, there are a lot of challenges with electricity and water, and the increases may be implemented to address some of these challenges. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it has a negative impact on consumers and particularly poor households.
Well, exactly, particularly poor households. To my next question then, the other big expense for a poor household is transport, minibus taxis. What do we see with minibus taxis? My sense with them is they're more sort of aligned to the petrol price, but they don't seem to come down so much.
Yes. So petrol prices, you're right, influence taxi fares. They're not the only contributor. We know there are other operational costs involved, but petrol prices do play a significant role. And petrol prices are largely determined by the international market, you know, in terms of crude oil. Mm-hmm. But there's also a component there that's made up of levies, and that affects petrol prices significantly. And, you know, when levies are high, it pushes up petrol prices, and that has then an impact on taxi fares, yeah, which squeezes consumers' budgets even more when that price is high.
It absolutely does. And to the point, in the poorer communities, transport is a significantly large portion. The one area where we were seeing, well, two areas, in fact, sort of coming in below inflation, one is internet access, and that's hugely important, and funeral policies, which is also important because funeral policies are a big part of the South African consumer budget.
Yes, yes. So those are two good examples, funeral policies and data prices. So you would recall that the Competition Commission intervened in the data market
in
2019. And since then, we have seen that data prices have come down, and we are encouraged to observe that this has continued over the period. Funeral policy is also very important in terms of, you know, lower income households. Mm-hmm. And we are encouraged to see that this has also stayed, you know, below inflation.
What about education? Because that's something which I always say, yeah, a household, it's typically the expense that they least want to scrimp on. They want to educate their children or perhaps up-educate themselves. What do we see with education prices?
Yes, so you're right. Education, I mean, as we know, is very important in terms of alleviating poverty and inequality. It's important that these prices remain low. But what we've seen is that education prices have increased quite significantly, about 42% in the past 5 years. And this is quite concerning because of the importance of education. And then what you would then find is that consumers would have to make choices between these essential, you know, products, services. So you have to choose between food or education or food or healthcare, which is not ideal. That is a concern.
Yeah. Making those hard decisions and having to choose one over the other. A last question is healthcare. And healthcare matters because not many South Africans are on a medical aid. But even those that are, it's still a cost. But for much of the population, it's not a medical aid to underpin. How do we see healthcare prices moving?
Yes. So in South Africa, only about 16% of the population has a medical aid cover.
Wow.
So the large majority are not insured in terms of medical aid. So it's important that these prices, you know, remain affordable, because if you're not able to go to a public hospital, then you have to go to a private and then you have to pay for these fees. We have seen a large increase this year in 2025, and that is concerning to us, and we'll continue to monitor this to see, you know, how this moves. Historically, the increases were not as significant, but in 2025, we have noted that the increase is much higher than previous years.
We'll leave it there. That's Raksha Dargi, Senior Economist, Competition Commission. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.